Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. On this podcast of Weight Loss Surgery Success, I want to talk a little bit about some goals after weight loss surgery. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark again. And on this podcast, Weight Loss Surgery Success, I want to talk about some of the initial goals I like people to have after having surgery. And I'm going to start out by saying there isn't really a right and a wrong to all this, but I think goals are extremely important. We don't want you to get caught up in a certain number or, you know, gee, I've got to do this or that or get to a certain size. But I do want you to have goals, and goals overall should be SMART goals. And I'm not going to go into all the details of SMART goals, but basically SMART is a mnemonic. And it basically is from S, which is specific goals, M, measurable goals, and A is achievable goals, and R is relevant, meaning it needs to be relevant to you, and then finally T, time bound. Okay, those five things there is you want to kind of make sure that you've included those five things in your goals. But right after weight loss surgery, I like people to really be working towards a couple of things. And part of that is because you are in the prime time for losing weight. Once you've healed up from the surgery, so you're about a month or so out from surgery, you've healed up, you should be able to do just about anything you want to. That is the prime time. So the prime time for losing weight is really from about a month to about 6 to 8 months after surgery. And you need to think of that as the prime time for losing weight, because as time goes on, it's going to get harder and harder to keep losing weight. Your body is going to slowly adjust to everything that's happening. You'll find that it gets easier to eat over time. You'll find that it gets harder to keep the weight loss coming down as fast. So the more you do during those first 5, 6 to 8 months or so, the better off you're going to be long term. Now, having said that, okay, that prime time for losing weight, you really need to kick it into gear, your eating plan, your activity and exercise plan. Sometimes people want to say, "Ah, well, I'll wait till I get some of the weight off and then I'll start exercising." So it's going, you know, in a couple months from now, I know my kids will be going to school and I'll have more time, so I'll start exercising then. Don't wait. The last thing you want to do is put this off. This is absolutely imperative that you really dive into this weight loss right now. Be working on all the right habits, because it's easy to continue to lose weight right after surgery, even if you're doing the wrong things. So you need to make sure you're doing the right things. I'm not really going to dive into that right now. So, but those right things are very important. So, getting back to the original topic, goals. What should you be? All right. What I like people to look at is trying to lose at least 50% of what you are overweight during the first 6 months. Now, if you're 200 pounds overweight, we're saying that's 100 pounds. So that may or may not be realistic. But for those people that are 80 to 150 pounds overweight and have surgery, that is very, very doable. And you want to get at least 50% of your excess weight off in the first 6 months, because the second 6 months it's going to get harder and harder. And what we see on average, especially after sleeve gastrectomy, is losing about 70% of what you are overweight. Now that's an average, which means some people lose a lot more, some people lose a lot less. But the ones who are most successful, really kind of that first 6 months, they are kicking into gear and they lose at least 50% of what they were overweight during that first 6 months. So that's like that first goal. So if you're 100 pounds overweight, just losing at least 50 pounds during that first 6 months. Now, another thing, looking at maybe a little beyond that goal, is looking at where I like people to get from a health perspective, is that if you can break 30 of body mass index and break 30 of fat percentage, those tends to be very healthy weight and very healthy areas for you to be in. So again, getting that body fat percentage less than 30% and getting your body mass index less than 30. And the reason we shoot for that, because typically if you can get your body mass index less than 30, you may technically still be overweight, but we don't see health deterioration till 30 and above. So that's a great goal to get to. So if you started your body mass index, you know, at 40 or 45, even 50, you want to try to get it down to 30 or below 30. Now that's a long-term goal, not necessarily that first 6 months. And then also get into the breaking 30 on the body fat percentage. And it's still that same thing. When you can get below 30% body fat, that's where typically people are in a very good, healthy range. Now, certainly athletes, yeah, we want to get even lower than that, but it's difficult. But that's where we want to go. So trying to lose 50% of what your excess weight in that first 6 months, and long-term, breaking 30 and breaking 30. Breaking 30% body fat and breaking 30 BMI. All right, those are good times and those are good things to work for. If there are other goals, I encourage them. Goals are great. We'll talk more about that in a different podcast. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening. If you have questions, give us a yell here at the Center for Weight Loss Success. The corporate website is cfwls.com. If you're interested in just more access to me, you can get access to me and our Losing Weight USA. Go to www.losingweightusa.com and sign up. Thank you for listening, everyone. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Take care, everyone.